This is my lovely, beautiful daughter Kelly, who's 16 years old and means the world to us. She's clever, artistic, humorous.
I want to become a radiographer, so I want to get involved in the NHS, but I'm not really into the gory kind of stuff like that, but I want to help.
So this time last year, presumably, you were looking forward to going back to school. When did you first start feeling poorly?
All of a sudden, my stomach just blew up bigger and I felt really ill all of a sudden.
We've been to the doctors and I suppose, you know, when a patient walks in, you don't expect them to have cancer. So, you know, they thought it could be indigestion. By the end of that day, after several tests, she was diagnosed with cancer, which is a real shock.
And the crux of this, really, is that you can't have the treatment you believe you need. Tell me why.
They say it's too dangerous and it could kill me, whereas the USA says that they can do it. But the downside is that it costs $1,200,000. And we don't have that.
It's depressing. I mean, when we were told how much it was going to be, and if we sold our house, we wouldn't even scratch the surface. It wouldn't be enough.
So we have to go and get the money elsewhere and get the treatment elsewhere. So they're not going to help, apart from giving me the chemo that is making me stable for a couple of months.
It's Martin Turner here, along with Linda and Kelly Turner. And we're at the Royal Marsden again. Poor Kelly is undergoing more chemo, and this time hopefully it'll actually stop the tumours and reduce them again. 9 rounds of chemo she had earlier, that worked very well. But since she's been on maintenance care, the tumours seem to have reacted, and to a certain extent they've enlarged again, but we've got to stop this.
As soon as we found out that I've got 2 years to live, that's when we started fundraising, because we knew that America was going to be our only option.
We are catching up with emails, and there's a lot of fundraising to be done. We've got to do fundraising in every way possible we can.
Is this a bit of a risk in terms of treatment?
This is what we've got to do. You know, we were not just prepared to go home and just enjoy the last 2 years of our life as was put to us. We're not letting her go without a fight. Well, I think anyone would want to do that for their child.
I don't believe it's my time to go yet, so we're just going to keep on going until we get there.